Blog Talk Radio. everybody. Mike Katz filling in for Deanne Burley and the Deanne Burley Show. She would have liked to have been here, but unfortunately she couldn't be. She has some things that she had to do legally. So, here I am talking to you. And we will be talking about a lot of different things. One will be Hillary Clinton and the way she looks so healthy. Then we'll talk about Donald Trump, another wild-ass human being that's running for president. But if I can ever get this computer to boot up, we'd actually have some things I can talk to you about that she sent me. Just give it a second. I don't know why. There we go. Here we have it. We'll get to it in a second. Anybody ever wants to contact me, my phone number is 224-856-5834. Again, 224-856-5834. And my email is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Katz, K-A-T-Z, 01, at Comcast.net. Again, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Katz, K-A-T-Z, 01, at Comcast.net. Now, let's hope we can get this going, because something tells me my computer's slow. But let's try it again. And here we go. I think this will work. It'll just take a minute or so. And then we'll get to it. We'll get rocking and rolling, right? Speaking of rocking and rolling, we're going to be talking about that somewhat today. And the movie industry and sports. And, of course, TV because, well, we have so many movies that are out there now that they're promoting on TV. And I'm trying. I'm trying. It's not exactly working well, but we're trying. Look, how many? Okay, my daughter needs me to see if I can find some AAA batteries for her, because she needs them. So here we go, folks. It's AAA time in the OK Corral. All I gotta do is find AAA. Let's see which ones work. I'm giving her a choice to see which one actually has got energy. And finally, I think the computer is finally booting up. We will see in a minute if it actually works. So, here we go, folks. Hoping this will work now. Come on, you can do it, Kippy. Okay, so let's go into my email. We're going to get there, I promise. Well, it'll work better if I don't have this problem. All right. we go. And that won't work. Come on. Let's try a different one. Just having a little trouble getting in. This too shall pass. Ay, 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 ay. Yes, yes, accessing your email. Except it doesn't want to seem to work, so let's try again. Still trying. Here we go. Ay, ay, ay. That ain't a working. Let's try this. I don't know what's wrong with the email, but we're going to keep trying, folks. And here we aren't going anywhere. Yikes. Nothing seems to want to work. And here we go again. I'm trying, folks. And, all right, so finally it worked. Now let's see what we got going for ourselves, okay? Hold on, I haven't forgotten anybody. I'm just having troubles getting in. So that's that. And here we go. That doesn't seem to be wanting to work either. Server not found. Hang in there, folks. We'll keep trying. Keep on trying. Keep on trucking. That won't be it. Okay, let's try something else. Not found. Oh, that's nice. Everything I try to do is not found. Let's see. And no. And here we go again. Let's try this. And the server not found again. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So much for that. Let me see if there's any way I can do something about this. I cannot seem to do anything. No? I'm coming up pretty empty. That's useless to me. Let's try this. Okay, at least I've got this. And I will write it down and we'll call her. because this is a woman who wants to talk about animal rights, and I'm all for that, okay? Let me get her phone number, and we will contact her and talk to her. If we can today, we will. Just hold on 1 second. Right with you, people. Let me write that down. Oh boy, these pens are terrible. I don't believe this pen is that bad. Hold on. Okay, so now we've got it. And let's try, this isn't working. Let's try this. Hang in there again. Okay, so that's all we have here. Let me go and worry about some of these other things. All right, hold on. It's ridiculous. I'm not getting anywhere here. Very strange. Let's try this. So we're going to discuss this. If I don't lose the pointer. That's concerned. Nice to know that this is so slow. All right, folks. things ain't working before this. I'm trying, but they're calling me back. Hang in there, folks. This has something to do with a little boy. Back. They were looking for a missing child, but they found him, 6 years old. And that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Poor little boy was lost and confused. But they found him. And that's the important thing. And so now that they have, we're doing quite well. They found him, and now he's safe and he's going home with his parents, which I find great. And here, let's see about this. Oh, boy, okay. Oh, boy, this thing is really, really slow. I don't mean to hold everybody up, but this is getting rather ridiculous. We're getting there. Here's something on Stephen Hawking's. And I'm trying to get this information on the brain. Here we go, let's see. Here's another one, it's a nonsense thing. Okay, so that's something I can't do anything for. So that's that. Let's get this. Still working on it, trust me. This is ridiculous. Why I can't get certain things to work is beyond me. We're working. Eventually we'll get it to work. Jeez. Still working. It's getting ridiculous. Boy, oh boy, this is slow. Totally slow. I am trying, trust me. So that's that. Okay, so let's try this. I'm working on it. We will get it eventually. All right, so let's try this. I'm done with this. Let's go somewhere else and try this. Still working on it. Jeez. All right, so here, let's try this. Dang. Let's hope it's working.
Bizarre behavior in recent weeks. Weird seizures, psychotic facial tics, over-exaggerated reactions, coughing fits, strange lesions on her tongue. Is Hillary on the verge of a mental breakdown due to stress, or are her strange outbursts linked to a medical condition? Is Clinton suffering from actual brain damage, or are these...
Okay, now I've got a better one.
About music, man.
Now, Drudge All Day has had the headline up as his top link. Pillows for Hillary. Again, everywhere that Hillary goes, every speech she gives, she needs to be literally propped up by pillows. If you saw the video yesterday, her visit to Joe Biden's house, literally struggling to even walk up the drive, holding onto railings, holding onto the table. This is a major issue. It's a major cover-up. The mainstream media is panicking about Hillary's health. And, of course, for the past couple of weeks, they've relied on that old adage of this is just a conspiracy theory. Daily Beast, which, of course, is a Clinton mouthpiece, came out and attacked me, attacked Mike Cernovich, said, oh, you don't have any experts. You don't have any health professionals. Even though in my original video, which has now got 3 million views, I named all the neurologists, all the doctors, all the health experts that circulated these suspicions, these concerns in the first place. But they said no. Chris Hayes of MSNBC said no, this is just a nutty conspiracy theory. Well, now we've got Dr. Drew, who is known as America's most trusted physician, again, board-certified medicine specialist, an active physician, coming out and saying that he's gravely concerned about Hillary's health, coming out and saying that she has brain damage, that the drugs that she's being given are causing all these, quote, weird side effects. So, again, that's not me saying it. That's not conspiracy theorists on the dark corners of the internet saying it. That's America's most trusted physician to add to the names of all the other health experts who have come out and said the same thing. This is not a conspiracy theory. We have noted professionals all saying the same thing, that there are major problems with Hillary's health. And the videos, the photos only continue to confirm that. So another individual who's been hot on the trail of this big controversy over the last few weeks is Mike Cernovich, author, writer, and social media pariah to the left. The book is Guerrilla Mindset. I have it right here. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So Mike, again, the media... We're obsessed with, you know, John McCain's health back in 2008. They forced him into releasing his medical records. This time around, they're attacking anyone who asks the same questions about Hillary, calling them conspiracy theorists. Why is being concerned about a presidential candidate's ill health only a baseless conspiracy theory when they're a Democrat? Explain that to me.
One of the people even sent me in a link where they were asking for Mitt Romney's health records, too, including his psychiatric records. So it not only did the liberal media go after John McCain's records, they also went after Mitt Romney's records. Now, why are they doing this? Well, the DNC leaks proved it. It proved what you and I and others have said for years, people like Alex Jones, other pioneers have said for decades, which is the media takes its marching orders from the Democratic National Committee, and DNC leaks prove that.
I mean, literally, Daily Beast, they attacked me, they attacked you on the same day. They attacked you on a different issue, but this is a company that is owned by an organization whose board of directors includes Chelsea Clinton. It's literally a Clinton mouthpiece. And yet today, for example, they have the temerity to come out and say, oh, Donald Trump is hiring somebody who, you know, sits on this media organization that's been a mouthpiece for Trump since the beginning, when they're literally the same thing for Hillary Clinton. Now, Chris Matthews came out, I think it was last night, he questioned Hillary's health. The left went absolutely nuts. They tried to put him back in his box merely for raising the issue. We've got, you know, U.S. News and World Report, CNN saying, oh, Hillary's physician a year ago told us that Hillary was completely fine. So, like, that's an impartial, independent source. And yet we've got all this new evidence that she's got major health problems. We've got Dr. Drew coming out today saying that he's gravely concerned about it. Again, hardly a right-wing extremist, Dr. Drew. Now, you started the trend last night on Twitter. Hillary's stools. Tell us about that.
media shook because we create news cycles. If we want something to be news, the media, they try to ignore it. They can't ignore it anymore. And that's why they're trying to dismiss us as conspiracy theorists, because they won't debate us. I heard Alex Jones even saying earlier in the segment, I'm offering these people $20,000 to come onto my show for 2 hours, $10,000 an hour. Man, I do okay in life. I wish I was getting $10,000 an hour to come on somebody's show. And they won't debate us because they know that the truth is on our side. So what we did with Hillary Stuhls was, a reader pointed out to me, she said, I went to this rally, and I noticed that Hillary was always leaning back on the stool, and she sent me pictures. And then suddenly I was like, holy shit, and I tweeted it out. People said, yeah, everywhere she goes now, there's a stool that she has to lean on, a leaning stool. So we held a live Periscope session, 15,000 people showed up, and we came up with the hashtag Hillary Stuhls, which ended up being the number one trending hashtag on Twitter before the night was over.
Again, a testament to the power of just you as an independent reporter on this, taking that issue, turning it into a viral hashtag within a matter of minutes. And the other aspect of that, of course, which proves your point, is this weird handler, this black guy who initially was her medical assistant, then the media claimed he was a Secret Service agent. We drew attention to that, to the fact that he was, you know, basically hypnotizing her on stage when she had these freakouts after being confronted. He seems to have mysteriously disappeared, correct?
Yeah, and the stools have disappeared too, and the PSYOPs campaign, I'm very overt about what I do. I'm running a PSYOPs campaign. We're making it now so Hillary can't have her little precious stool to lean on. She's not traveling with her hypnotist. That is going to lead to fatigue. So we can expect more unforced errors from Hillary. Now, the mainstream media's freak out to this is evidence that we're on to something. They all know that Hillary's sick because they travel with her. They're on the airplanes with her. They're with her every day. That's why they're freaking out. That's why, again, the Daily Beast, they did a hit job on you. They did a hit job on me to try to get me banned from TV, bringing up out-of-context tweets from 5 years ago. That's how desperate they are. That's all they can do. They can't address our arguments, so they try to discredit us. But it doesn't matter. We're winning. We're getting our information out. It truly is an information war. And finally, for the first time in a very long time, people like us are winning.
No, I mean, you're trailblazing on this issue, and that's very apparent. What I've been told privately is that, you know, we had people out there ready today to get the footage from relatively close up of her getting out of the vehicle, because, of course, we were told by a Secret Service source that they've spent around $500,000 on these three SUVs to lower the floor to provide some kind of disabled access. So we were going to get pretty close, get some photos, get some videos of that today. They changed the route in which Hillary arrived to whatever location she's at today to avoid media attention. So as you said, with the stool, they've taken away the stool. The weird handler who had the injection syringe, who calmed her on stage, he's disappeared. So while we have the Clinton campaign, and in fact they came out yesterday to the Washington Post and said, this is a defunct conspiracy theory. How dare Donald Trump glom onto this? This is right-wing conspiracy theory. Well, if it's a conspiracy theory, why are you changing your behavior? Why have you removed the stool? Why have you removed the handler? They're obviously really sensitive to this, Mike, which suggests that there is some kind of cover-up going on. Do you think that they'll be forced at some point to release some kind of medical record to try and dismiss this whole thing?
Right now, they're trying to figure out a way to spin it, and I think they'll try to make a sympathy play. And they'll say, oh, Hillary did have some kind of health problems, and now these people are right-wing bullies. Can you believe? So what we'll do is we'll go from conspiracy theorists to they'll call us bullies next and try to make her, like the left always does, appear like a victim. However, that has perils and pitfalls because, as I'm fond of saying, pity doesn't get you votes and pity doesn't get you, you know, laid either. So just because people feel sorry for you and feel like you're being bullied, that doesn't mean that they're actually going to vote for us. So, again, the media is so shook by this because they know that we're right. They're covering things up. A good example of that was, remember the Hillary, you know, the seizure thing? Well, an AP journalist said, oh, I was there and I didn't. didn't think anything was unusual. But I think it was either you or Stefan Molyneux posted the image of it that happened, that that same so-called journalist was like this. What? She completely freaked out, right?
Completely, yeah. She came out and said, oh, it was nothing out of the ordinary that Hillary had this seizure that went on for like a minute. And then the mainstream media, MSNBC, came out and said, oh, I slowed down the footage. I edited the footage to make it appear worse than it was. They said this as they personally sped up the footage to try and get it over as quickly as possible. Because this weird bobblehead thing that she was doing went on forever. And as he said, this AP journalist came out, who was, you know, obviously pro-Clinton, said, oh, there was nothing abnormal about this exchange whatsoever. Look at her face. Tell me that that's not abnormal. Absolutely bizarre. But now we've got Dr. Drew coming out today. Again, they've tried to pin this on right-wing extremist conspiracy theorists. We've got Dr. Drew, America's most trusted physician. He said that he's analyzed the records that have already been released on Hillary Clinton. And even what they've released is very suspicious because she's getting treatment straight out of the 1950s, the 1960s. He said that he's gravely concerned about it because the very side effects that we've seen in all this video footage and in these photos, the weird seizures, the dizziness, the confusion, they're side effects of the medication that's inaccurately being prescribed to her by her doctors. So, you know, they can no longer just dismiss this by claiming it's Paul Joseph Watson and Mike Cernovich when we've got more and more prominent voices coming out. And I guess you've also been contacted, Mike, by health experts, by neurologists like I have, who are saying the same thing, correct?
Yes, and I've also been contacted by Secret Service agents, as you have, and I've heard similar things, that it is an open secret among the Secret Service agents that Hillary could fall down any time. And that's why if you look at the other picture of Hillary being held up by a Secret Service agent, there's another one depicted where he's sort of leaning over. They've actually been trained and undergone drills about Hillary's health now because they know that she could fall down or collapse at any time. And that was the interesting thing was I didn't know that you were on the – yeah, see, exactly. And you can see that the one guy's holding her up and the other guy has his hands outreached. It also appears in his left hand he might be holding something. I don't know if he has some kind of pin, the tan jacket in his left hand, or which would be on the far right of us. He might even be holding something right there in his hand. We can't tell, though, for sure. And it looks like
– oh, Mike, on the other photos of this, you see – because people look at this and they say, oh, she must be on a tiny platform that's rickety and small. You see the zoomed-out photos, and it's this huge, wide platform. It's not even very tall. She wouldn't fall off it if she was had adequate balance, right?
Right. That's how bad her balance is. And, again, that's why she could fall at any time. That's why that stool is with her all the time now. Because, well, it isn't now because of us, thankfully. She knows that any time she can lean up against it, and we got it. We got her. Like, it's checkmated. Her health is a major issue. She could collapse at any moment. The media has always known it, and they've covered it up. But they can't cover it up anymore.
And you've got these three presidential debates coming up next month with Trump. Again, is she going to have this stool on standby? She's going to have to be walking around. This is the whole point of a debate. You have to project. You have to case your territory. It's like a dominant turf war kind of thing. Merely with your body language in these debates, she's going to be up there for a couple of hours a time with Trump at least, facing all these questions, which we know stresses her out. Do you foresee some kind of weird seizure or collapse in these high-pressure situations that are coming up for Hillary Clinton?
It was initially leaked to me by her own people that Hillary was going to push to have the debate sitting down, actually. So we exposed that right away. Hillary doesn't want to do the standing debate. So what I predict is that she is going to put up a bunch of barriers to try to make debates not even happen because she wants them sitting down. As you said, she can't stand up for 2 hours. She doesn't have the health to stand up for 2 hours. She wants to have the debate sitting. So what I predict will happen is there's going to be a push to have the debate sitting. And if Trump won't do him sitting, which he absolutely should not do, then she's going to try to find a way to weasel out of the debate.
Amazing. Now, just in the final couple of minutes, Mike, tell people how they can find you on Twitter, tell them about your website, and where they can get the book.
Sure. My Twitter is my last name, which is CERNOVICH, and that sends you to my books, my website. DangerInPlays.com is my website, and I cover a lot of issues about life primarily, and I always try to make it positive. You know, you never want to give in to the enemy and to feel hopelessness and to feel despair. We always keep it positive. I also have a podcast on iTunes. My books are over on Amazon and Audible. So if you find my Twitter or you get or you go to dangerplay.com, that'll launch you to everything else I have going on.
Okay, that's dangerandplay.com, and the book is Guerrilla Mindset, which I got about a month ago and read it. I urge everybody to get that book. Mike Cernovich, we'll have you back on as this develops. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for your work, Paul. Kill it.
There goes Mike Cernovich again. Follow him on Twitter. The website is dangerandplay.com. Analyzing, tracking this Hillary's health scandal. Again, Drudge Report had the headline up earlier today. She's basically propped up by pillows at every speech she gives. We had a video yesterday where she visited, I think it was Joe Biden's childhood home. She literally needs a Zimmer frame at this point. I mean, not to be rude about it, but she looks like an 85-year-old granny who has problems getting from A to B, if A to B are 10 yards apart, which is exactly what the Secret Service agents have said privately, what the NYPD officers have said who work security at her events. She gives a 15-minute speech. She's literally collapsing. They have to help her back into the vehicle. This is obviously a major problem, given that she's about to take on, if she wins, the most stressful job in the world. And if it was all an open book, and that these problems were known, and we could discuss them and debate them, then fair enough. But it's the cover-up. They said, oh, her physician said a year ago she was fine, and we're supposed to swallow that and accept it and not question it. Every single leftist mainstream media outlet, from CNN to the Washington Post to MSNBC, has been in full lockstep cover-up mode, trying to dismiss these questions as conspiracy theories, even as more and more prominent voices come out and voice them.
So, as you hear this, you can tell. And now I'm going to have Victor Thorne on. And what happened to him. Hang in there, folks. One thing I'm going to get to first is something interesting. Hang in there 1 second. Just happened here, but let's try this again. I don't know why I'm not having any help here. Hang in there. Okay, let's try this. I told everybody I would play this today, so I am. on. I don't know why I'm not getting this, but let's try it.
Now, Drudge all day has had... What on earth?
Hang in there. Gone. I don't know why this happened. I have no idea why this happened. Okay, folks, here we go.
Robin Williams, Illuminati sacrifice. So like most good conspiracies, we will probably never find the actual truth about Robin Williams' death. But what I'm about to show you proves that there's much more to the story than what meets the eye. So the official story says that Robin Williams hung himself with a belt on his door in the bedroom. So before I get into the esoteric realm of this ritualistic sacrifice, I first want to cover some basic scientific facts. So the assistant found Robin Williams clothed, hanging against a closet door with a belt secured around his neck and the other end of the belt wedged between the door and the door frame. So the typical door is about 78 to 80 inches high and about 36 to 38 inches where the doorknob level is. And keep in mind that Robin Williams stands 5 feet 7 inches tall. So Robin Williams is about average height, 5'7", and his waist would be roughly 30 inches, maybe 32 inches, which is not even 3 feet. It's not even 36 inches. And when you tie the belt around your neck, you only have a little bit of the length of the belt left. I'm a 34, 35, but I have a 36-inch belt. And I try to wrap it around my neck and tried to see if it would reach the top of the door jamb. And my belt would be longer than his, and it wouldn't work. The belt is just simply not long enough to hang yourself and then have it draped over between the door and the archway or the jamb of the door. But they reported that he was found sitting down in the seated position with the belt around his neck. So they want us to believe that he used a belt to kill himself and hang himself. And it's physically and scientifically impossible. And the other option would be the doorknob, which has been used before for suicides. But it really seems unlikely to me. And of course, they didn't find him attached to the door. He was in a seated position, so if the doorknob is only 36 inches high, there's no room for hanging, really. But they said that the belt was wrapped around his neck, and the other side was in the door jamb of the doorway, and he was in the seated position, which we all know now is scientifically impossible. So check this out. This is really eerie, actually. Robin Williams, in 2009, was in a film called The World's Greatest Dad.
I'm back. Hey, Kyle. Oh, Carla.
About the Boston Marathon ritual, I also showed the Family Guy that foreshadowed the bombing at the marathon. So once again, here we are with the Family Guy and the conspiracy of the foreshadowing of events. And just like the last time during the Boston bombing, they were going to air it, and then they had to pull the airing of it. And once again, we find the same thing with this new event with Robin Williams.
An episode of Family Guy, the cartoon, that aired approximately the same time that news broke of Robin Williams' tragic suicide.
It's exactly like the Boston bombing with the FBI claims that they had drills that day, and then it just so happened that they were really attacked by terrorists, which is the same excuse they had on 9/11 about all the drills they had and why the jets weren't available, because they were doing drills of jets flying into towers that day. We understand, Bush. You just didn't have enough planes, enough jets, so we understand. Budget's real tight, and we have no jets available. Got it. So anyway, back to the Family Guy, viewer mail number 2. And the theme of this whole series is all about suicide. And one of the segments is all about Robin Williams. So Peter, the head of the house, is the one who is trying to commit suicide, but the symbolism of Robin Williams is clearly there. In fact, on a couple of the scenes, he's falling, Peter's falling, lands on a rock, which turns into Robin Williams. And another time that Peter's trying to kill himself with a gun, he puts the gun to his temple, and the gun turns into Robin Williams. Now we're going to watch it again, but catch this. This is kind of eerie. Robin Williams, and we're talking about suicide, then he immediately turns into the door. Are you freaking kidding me? The exact position that he's found in? I mean, look at him. Looks like he's hanging there on the door. It's just like the world's greatest dad. The coincidence of the closet and the hanging. But you see, what the scene is really saying, and the whole theme here, is that the suicide is a forgery. It is a fake. It's not real. So the truth is that it's all planned and orchestrated and made to look like a suicide. So for those of you that aren't aware, the door or the doorway is a symbol of transition, a symbol of change, life, death, and rebirth. The ancient arch or the doorway is a very symbolic representation of life and death. It is the portal, which is exactly why Peter is going to go through the doorway and then come back through the portal doorway.
Throw it.
right in our faces. Another symbol of a fake, planned, orchestrated suicide, sacrifice, murder. Now, I made a video many years ago explaining all of this, but Diana was the Roman moon goddess, and today we have Dionic witchcraft, in fact. So she was the moon goddess who was born on a full moon and died on a black moon in August. And of course, Robin Williams died or was killed or sacrificed on a full moon, which just happened to be a super moon. And of course, Robin was killed on Monday, which is named after the moon, Moon's Day. And of course, the queen is the real king. She rules, which is why she is the monarchy, which is exactly why we have monotheism.
Everyone was Robin Williams!
So God striking Peter down is kind of like the first death, really, or the curse. So I've already shown you this suicide attempt with the gun, but when he runs away and runs out the door through the portal out into the street, he gets hit by another car, which again is Robin Williams. So it's the same theme of death, suicide, and Robin Williams, which is why they keep showing it to you over and over again. And of course, another suicide scene involves all the Robins chasing Peter to the very edge of the cliff, and Peter jumps off because he doesn't have any knowledge, he doesn't know where the edge of the ledge is, and he lands on a rock spike, but just so happens to be Robin Williams. Okay, so before I've explained that the Jester, the Clown, the Joker, the Jack is the Traveling Fool. You see, in the tarot deck, the Fool card is the first card, but it's the card numbered zero. Thus, the Fool, or the Jack, the Jester, is the beginning and the end, which is why Jesus is the Jester. So notice that the Fool is standing on the edge of the cliff, exactly like the other character of nature, Jesus, the Jester, who stands on a cliff. And exactly like the Traveling Fool, Peter Griffin. So in part one, I established the fact that Robin Williams committed suicide, supposedly, by a belt. One belt, not many belts, but one belt. And I proved that if you strap a belt around your neck, there's not very much length left to hang yourself with. So I guess they want us to believe that Robin Williams has like a 100-inch belt or something. And I also showed the correlation between Robin Williams and the Family Guy and suicide, and especially the door of Robin Williams, where he was found hung, and the endless theme of suicide and Robin Williams. And then I showed the creepy symbolism of The World's Greatest Death, starring Robin Williams, which is about a fake planned suicide hanging in the closet. And I was explaining about the Traveling Fool, the Jester, the Joker, the Jack, the Jesus, the character of nature, which is why Jesus is the Traveling Fool. Because Jesus is the character of nature, or the zodiac, which is why you always find that Jesus is always walking, because he's the Traveling Fool. So like I said, the tarot cards begin with the Fool, the zero, and end with the Fool. But you'll notice that the number 12, or the 12 moons or months that go by, it comes to an end. It's hung upside down, thus the Hanged Man card. Thus the Hanged Man is the symbol of sacrifice. So like I was explaining before, Robin Williams is the Illuminati's little jester. He is their little joker, their little trickster. He's their little figure or character or puppet. He is their comedic clown. So like I've explained before, the jester, the ancient lord of misrule, the king for a day, the willing sacrifice, thus the red cap jester, So they were the ones that were treated like a king and paraded around, but then sacrificed in the end. And these ancient druidic rituals are embedded all around us. You've seen it countless times, but just didn't know it. So whether we are talking about the green man that was sacrificed, the jack in the green, or the ancient corn god, Dolly, that was sacrificed, it's all the same thing. Basically, sacrificing the old so that the new life can begin on Earth. So like I said, Jesus is the jester, he is the joker, and thus the traveling fool. Thus, Jesus is the first fool. So like I said, the fool is the figure of nature, he's the jester, he is the green man, which is why Jesus is also the green man. And like I've explained, the green springtime is the time of fertility, which is exactly why Peter Pan is the symbol of fertility. He is the Peter, thus the penis, which comes from the Petre, which is the father. And of course, that's why Peter is the head of the church. And of course, this is why Peter, on the Family Guy, is the head of the household. He is the penis head, the patre, the father, which is why his chin is a pair of balls. And Peter named his penis Willie, as in William. And everyone remembers what the one-eyed Willie is. And by the way, the short name for William is Bill, which comes from the fertility of the bull. The etymology of Robin comes from Robert, and Robert comes from Albert, which means the bright fame and glory. Thus, L plus Bert, which means God's light. And the most famous Robin is Robin Hood, the green man of the forest. And Robin, the jester, has played the green man of nature many times, including the fertility penis himself, Peter Pan. So the fool is the first card, and card number 12, or the end, is the hanged man, which is why Jesus was hung in the end. Thus he passed over. In fact, the one-eyed god, Odin, was hung from a tree. So as you may well know, the Illuminati love the theme of hanging and sacrifice. So for thousands and thousands of years, even before biblical times, the symbolism of the hangman goes way back into history. From all of the famous hangings, to all of the witch hunt hangings, to modern day hangings. And since Roman times, hanging has been known to be disgraceful. Usually they hang someone to show and give the symbol that this person has disrespected the elite or the Illuminati or the person that is hanging them, like the traveling fool of the pirate.
By decree, according to martial law, the following statutes are temporarily amended. Right to assembly, suspended. Right to habeas corpus, suspended. Right to legal counsel, suspended.
So a hanging is normally done by someone else. And remember Phil Schneider, who exposed the underground alien conspiracy? Now, I used to have photos of it, but he was found strangled to death. And how can we forget about the ritual sacrifice of JonBenet Ramsey, who was found with the rope around her neck? And without question, the most famous ritual sacrifice of the beauty, Sharon Tate, who was ritualistically sacrificed with a rope around her neck and hung. And of course, she was killed on the opposite of a full moon, which is the black moon, in August. David Carradine is another victim of this ritual sacrifice by hanging. He was found with the rope around his neck in the closet.
How did actor David Carradine die? His body was found in a Thai hotel in June of last year. Authorities ruled that his death was caused by accidental asphyxiation. But attorney Mark Garrigo, speaking on behalf of the Carradine family, said they just weren't buying the suicide story.
So I came to the conclusion that I believe David was murdered.
For your findings, Doctor.
Well, I think from the autopsy alone, one can say it was not intentional suicide.
So we all need to stop and think for a moment about all of the so-called suicide hangings that we find in Hollywood from these actors. Are they really hangings and depressed people, or are they ritualistically sacrificed and killed by hanging? Like Russell Armstrong, was he really so depressed that he killed himself? Which seems very plausible. But on the other hand, did he offend people so badly or someone so badly that they went out and they actually killed him and choked him and hung him, setting an example? Which brings me to Loren Scott, the American fashion designer who was dating none other than the Rolling Stone himself, Mick Jagger. She was found hanging by her neck from the doorknob. So they want us to believe that a woman who is 6'3" tall hung herself from a 36 or 38 inch doorknob?
Tonight, a horrifying mystery shocking the rock music and fashion world. Legend Mick Jagger's stunning longtime lover found hanging by a scarf from a doorknob.
Everyone is just shocked. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody knew that she was suffering from depression. If she was, in fact, suffering, we don't know.
A lot of people are wondering, how do you kill yourself from a doorknob when you're 6'3" and a doorknob goes up to here? Have people been talking about that?
People have absolutely been talking about that for the simple fact that you're right. She was 6'3". Bruce called her Pretty Legs. She was known for the legs and that height. And the fact that, you know, nobody saw her being depressed, so the police are saying it's an apparent suicide. It hasn't been 100% confirmed yet.
So it's things like this that really make me question whether Robin Williams really hung himself, or was he ritualistically sacrificed by hanging? Combined with the Dionysic witchcraft of the moon on Moon's Day, on a full moon, and of course, the supermoon. Another character that Robin Williams played was called Maxwell Wizard Wallace. Thus, the legendary William Wallace, who was hung. The film was called August Rush. And notice the full moon. And of course, Robin Williams is of English-Irish descent, exactly like Peter Lowenbrow Griffin of The Family Guy, exactly like the creator of Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane. Seth is named after the Egyptian god Set, the god of chaos and darkness, the one who slaughtered Osiris.
Do you feel like you've gotten a lot of arrows for your raunchiness? You're so raunchy. You're a dirty, dirty man.
Oh, thank you, man. I try. We all try over there at you know, Family Guy's cavalcade of cartoon comedy.
There's one where it was really about incest with the child.
Yes.
And Peter Griffin, of course, as the cartoon man,
yes,
says, you know, if you don't like it, there's the remote.
Yeah.
They come back to the future, and he looks in his lap, and he goes, let's see if it works. Let's see if the time, let's see if it works. There it is, 9/11. You made 9/11 happen. High five. And he then says, you know, I suppose taken out of context, that probably wouldn't look very good. But
you have a connection to 9/11 as well, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I was booked on the first flight that hit the tower, and I was drinking the night before, overslept a little bit, in conjunction with the fact that my travel agent screwed up the itinerary by about 15 minutes, and so I arrived 10 minutes late to get on the flight. My travel agent had listed the flight on my itinerary as leaving 10 minutes later than it did. I got to the counter and I said, yeah, I'm booked on flight 11. And the one behind the counter said, you know, I'm sorry, you're too late. They just closed the gate. I said, all right, well, you know, I'll take the 11 o'clock.
The magic 11, or the L even. In countless videos over the years, I have explained about the Illuminati's number and obsession of 11. As the story goes, when Judas betrayed Jesus, the remaining apostles were known as the 11. And by the way, in order to win at blackjack, you'll need to win with an 11. And of course, the Aleph, or the A, is the 1, which makes up the 2 ones of the 11. In World War I, it actually ended, the war ended on November 11th, which in itself is 9-1-1. Novum means 9, plus the 11, 9-1-1, which went into effect on the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month of the year. And of course, the Illuminati places Veterans Day on November 11th, 9-1-1. So of course, this is why 9-11, or September 11th, is crammed full of the numerology of the number 11. So if I wanted to show you all of the 11s that are associated with 9-11, I have to actually make a separate video. So like I've explained, the Illuminati are obsessed with their numerology and their symbology. So anyone that studies the Illuminati will come to the conclusion that they always seem to leave a calling card, either symbolically or numerically. And of course, with the Robin Williams case, as we find in almost all cases, there is a numerical pattern. So this is why on August 11th, the 11th day, a 911 call is made at 11:55. 11:55 is the 11:11. So all these 11s of death are associated with Robin Williams. The 11th day, the 11th hour, the 9-11 call, 55 is actually the 11. And I already showed you that Seth MacFarlane, who created The Family Guy, is also related to the 11s. Flight 11, 9-11 that day, and then he was going to take the 11 o'clock flight after that. And by the way, what network airs The Family Guy? Fox 11. And since we're talking about the elite Illuminati's 11, the ritual wedding of the royal family of Kate and William was on the 11th year of the 11th hour. And as I have explained, this day is the eve of May 1st, which of course is the Queen's birthday. And it is the night of the witches, which is known as Beltane, where they hold the ritualistic sacrifices. And of course, the union of the Horned One and the May Queen. So in many of my videos, I've explained about the ancient Babylonian ritual known as Beltane, an ancient pagan festival, which is the eve of May 1st, or May Day. It falls on the eve of the very last day of April, which is the month of the Fool. Beltane is known as Valtigris Night. It is known as Night of the Witches. It is the night of ritualistic blood human sacrifice, lighting bonfires because the Son of God is returning for a new year. He is the Bull, which is the new fertility of the sun, thus Baal, or Beltane, the Balefire light. And this ritual has been practiced for thousands of years, up until this very day. The eve of May 1st, or Beltane, was the night that they went out to get a fertility pole for the next day, Maypole. So the night included a night of hunting for the fertility pole and a night of drinking, taking drugs, and massive sex orgies. So this is why today in Edinburgh, in Scotland, they still practice this ritualistic feast of El. And this whole ancient ritual is based upon the fertility union of the male and the female, the Horned One, or the Green One of the forest, who mates with the May Queen. Thus, the meaning of a maid. And like I've explained, this is the very day that the Barbarian Illuminati was actually formed, on May 1st.
the fertility of the Maypole. And of course, that's the day they sacrificed and killed Osama bin Laden. And in past videos, I've explained that this is the very day, which is Beltane, April 30th, that the Queen celebrates her birthday, even though it's not her real birthday. And of course, now you understand why the royal wedding of William and Kate was on Beltane, Night of the Witches, the eve of the fertility day of the Maypole. And by the way, the Beltane mating of the beast is the entire story behind Rosemary's Baby, which is the story about impregnating a girl with the beast's baby. And if you watch the Twilight series, then you've seen the same exact story again of Bella, the beauty, who's in love with the beast, which is why she's impregnated exactly like Rosemary's Baby. And so now you understand the satanic Disney film called The Beauty and the Beast. So now that you understand the truth with the connection of the Illuminati and Beltane, I found it really strange that that's the very date that Robin Williams chose to get married on Beltane. William once commented about the church, the Catholic light, same rituals, half the guilt. Now, earlier I told you about Robin Williams and the association with the Illuminati's number 11 and the association of the Family Guy with the number 11, as well as the creator. As I have explained before, the number 2 is really the two marks, which look like an 11. It's the two ones. And the Family Guy episode that we're talking about is called Viewer Mail 2. And you'll notice it's episode 22 on May 20th, 2012. All the twos there. And then the length is 22 minutes. And when did Robin die? On 12/02. Once again, we have repetitive pattern numerology of the number 2. And most everyone is aware of the 3-2-2 of the Illuminati Skull and Bones. And August 11th is actually the 223rd day of the year, the 223, which is inversed. Anyone that studies the Illuminati knows how they flip-flop and bipolar and invert things. If you add up the days between when Robin Williams was born and when he died, it's exactly 23,033 days.
And that's some of the truth about Robin Williams and how he ended up dying on a sacrificial situation. So, I just thought that would be of interest to everybody who understands this. So, that was that. That's all I really have to tell you. But that's what we deal with. We deal with all these different sacrifices by the Illuminati and all the nonsense of what they do. But I just thought it would be of interest to actually tell you and get you to understand what we're dealing with. I hope that makes some sense. And then we're going to talk about something else here. Just give me a chance to get to it. And we will get to it. Hang in there 1 second. Just give me a second. We will get to this. Going to discuss some things basically someone who is going to talk to us about her pets.